Former Brave Tim Hudson joins the show right now. He's a big part of the All-Star festivities coming up next weekend as well. Tim, thanks for the time today.
Absolutely. You guys are welcome. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what you are going to be doing with all the All-Star festivities coming to Atlanta next week.
Well, you know, obviously with the All-Star game, you know, coming to Atlanta, you know, first time in 25 years, I know there's a lot of excitement around the city. And, you know, as an Atlanta Brave alumni, I know the former players and all of us guys are excited to come and take part in it as well. You know, having the chance to come early and help coach with the Futures game a few days before the All-Star game is going to be exciting with Chipper and Peter Moylan and Mark DeRosa and a lot of these, you know, it's just going to be a lot of fun to take part in that, see some of the young talent that's coming up. But also with the All-Star game, I mean, it's going to be, you know, exciting. You know, having a chance to come out and take part in the festivities, hang out with the fans, you know, have a chance to rub shoulders with all of our fellow Atlanta Braves fans and alumni is going to be a lot of cool. And I know the city's really excited. I know that, you know, I had a chance to do it a few years ago, but that just didn't you know, come to fruition.
Right.
I know now that we have a chance to do it, I know that there's a lot of excitement on everybody's end, you know, fans and players and former players.
Hey Tim, because we saw when we saw who was going to be coaching the team and everything, we talked about, like you said, a lot of our former favorites, including yourself. Is there been any wagering going on between you guys about which team and all of the things?
Man, you know what? There hasn't been yet, but okay. there's always the possibility. You never know. But you know what? I know. You know, just for us guys to be able to take part in it, put on a uniform again. You know, I know Marquise is going to have his group over there and the other dugout ready to play, and it's going to be really exciting. You know, Marquise's son is actually going to be pitching with us our team.
Right.
So hopefully I don't screw him up too much. You know, the one inning that he's going to pitch, you know, hopefully he gets out of there unscathed and didn't get any worse. Hopefully he gets a little better.
Of all the Braves alum that are going to be there and a part of all this, who's the most likely to start talking trash and kind of ramp up the competitiveness?
You know what? I've been on the golf course a lot with some of these guys, and honestly, you know, Peter Moylan is going to be helping me in the bullpen. He's going to be the bullpen coach for me. You know, he has a tendency to get that Australian accent going pretty quick, you know, and stirring the bucket a little bit. But you know what, man, it's, you know, we've had a couple of Zoom meetings and some calls with a lot of our guys, and man, it's you know, we're taking it real serious. You know, it's a chance to be able to work and, you know, firsthand to see some of these young talent that these organizations are throwing out there. It's exciting for the game to see where it's headed from a talent standpoint. And hopefully us older guys, we can go out there and just kind of throw some nuggets of knowledge here and there just to try to, you know, hopefully something will stick and somebody will remember something that, you know, gosh, I mean, Chipper Jones and Andrew Jones and these guys, I mean, who wouldn't want to have a couple of nuggets of knowledge from these guys to hopefully help their career along the way?
Speaking of nuggets, and that was all fun. And we love to have fun on the show, but we got to get to some bad stuff right here, Tim. What's going on with our baseball team in your eyes?
Man, you know what? That's a $1 million question. I wish we could put our finger on it. But, I mean, I think it's a lot of times, you know, when you start having a little bit of bad luck here and there early in the season and you mix in some injuries and you know, it's a long year. And when things don't happen well for you over a certain period of time, I mean, sometimes it's hard to dig yourself out of that little rut. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the case or not, but, you know, it just seems like there's some you know, some things, some positivity is something that's well needed around there on the field and in the locker room and off the field. And, you know, I love Snip, man. I hope that he's able to at least steer these guys in the right direction to trying to get some positivity by the end of the season. You never know what can happen. Obviously things, you know, the more the days click off the calendar, the harder it is to be able to figure things out and get it right before the, you know, playoff time. But, you know, I just you got to have faith in the management and Alex and these guys that are making the decisions. And you know, there's a track record there that's pretty good. You know, but there's also, you know, sometimes, you know, your track record can only go so far. And when you have bad luck and injuries and things that are just hard to overcome throughout a season, you know, sometimes it's tough, you know, and you know, as a manager and as a coaching staff and even the players in the locker room that are leaders, you know, you just try to do as much as you can to try to stay as positive as you can in a tough situation and in a tough year. And more than anything, man, it's just the mentality of the players. You want to make sure that everybody's there mentally, everybody's there and can believe in what's you know, the vision of the future of the team and the organization. And at the end of the day, it's you know, every player's got to, you know, they're the CEOs of their own company, every individual player. And you got to go out there and you got to be prepared to play the best you can, whether and be healthy and try to do whatever you can to be healthy. And at the end of the day, you know, the product on the field is going to be pretty good if you can get it all clicking and out there at the same time.
Former Braves All-Star pitcher Tim Hudson joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Your first All-Star game was the 2000 game. You played right. As a member of the A's when the game was here in Atlanta last time. It's that one. Maybe it's another one. I know you made a bunch of All-Star teams. Share with us maybe one of your favorite memories of the All-Star game.
Well, you know, obviously it would have to be the one in Atlanta, my first one. You know, being a Braves fan and growing up relatively close to the city, you know, having a chance to and that was my first full season in the big leagues in 2000. So that was exciting. But, you know, kind of the aha moment, I've made it kind of moment for me was, you know, before the game we had our meetings and Joe Torre was our manager and, you know, I'm looking around the locker room and there's all sorts of superstars in there. And I'm sitting there thinking, what in the world am I doing in here in this locker room? But, you know, Joe Torre was like, you know, obviously you have it all scripted. And he said, you know, how do you going to, I have you, you know, pitching the eighth and Rivera's going to pitch the ninth. And I was sitting there thinking, I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
I'm the setup man for Mariano Rivera. You know, as a 23 year old, I'm sitting there thinking, all right, this is awesome. Right. So then all of a sudden, I'm down there in the bullpen, about the sixth, seventh, eighth inning starts rolling around. And I'm looking around at the scoreboard, and it's like a one run game. And I look behind me, and there's only me and Mariano Rivera in the bullpen. And I'm sitting there thinking, I was like, okay, there's a pretty good chance the guy pitching behind me is not going to give up a run to tie this game up.
Right.
So I definitely – I'm talking about some pressure going out there and trying to put up a zero so that you – because that was before the rules of, okay, if it ties up, you know, you can – you know, you have to do whatever.
Right.
You know, if you tie the game up back then, it was like, okay, what do you do? Because you're out of pitchers.
Right.
Because – you know, the manager would do all that can to get everybody in the game. So, thank God I went out there and pitched a scoreless eighth inning. And, of course, Rivera goes out there and shuts it down, you know, to win, you know, for the game. But, you know, it was pretty awesome experience for me, just being able to rub shoulders with those guys. And I honestly, to be accepted as you know, one of the guys in a locker room full of Hall of Famers and superstars is pretty incredible for a young player.
I know former athletes have great memories. Do you remember the guys you faced in that eighth inning?
You know, I mean, it's gosh, I'm kind of embarrassed. I know Todd Helton was the one guy that I had that all I could worry about was trying to get him out because he was really, really good. You know, and I was able to get him to ground out to second base. And honestly, I think that was the first time I ever faced him. And every time I faced him after that, I don't think I got him out. So the one time that I got him out, I think was in that All-Star game was pretty incredible. But you know, the one thing I do remember is how stinking hot it was.
Yes.
That's the one thing I do remember is I'd been in the Bay Area for, you know, a couple of years now. So
right.
I guess I had gotten acclimatized to 70 degrees and no humidity. So when I rolled into Atlanta in July, it was the little fella here was sweating a lot.
I
looked
it up. It's, you got Jose Vedro, You got Edgardo Alfonso, and then you got Todd Helton to ground out to end the inning.
There you go.
Well done.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And meanwhile, even though I pitched one inning, I think I sweated enough for about nine that day.
We wouldn't doubt that. I got one last one for you because you started with Oakland. We're with the Braves. The Braves are out there this week, and hopefully they can get something going and stop the bleeding. But I had a question for you because we were talking before we got you on. Would you ever believe that they would be playing in Sacramento in a minor league field right now when you were first drafted there?
No, I didn't. You know, obviously that's our AAA was there for a long time when I was in Oakland, and it's interesting. You wish that things could have gotten worked out with the city of Oakland, and things could have gotten worked out there, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, it just didn't happen. I wish that they could have had a place to play within the next 2 years. I think the next two seasons are going to be in Sacramento. So that's a little strange to me that they're going to have to spend three seasons in the minor league stadium. Maybe Las Vegas can get can get things moving a little quicker with the construction of the stadium. But, you know, I hate it for the fans more than anything that in Oakland. You know, I know there's some committed fans there, and you know, I love it. I loved it there. I mean, obviously, there's some fond memories with me in Oakland. And it's kind of strange that it's not going to be there and that it's going to be moving to Vegas. But I know, listen, the future is bright, I think, for the organization once they get into Vegas. And I think it's going to be exciting. I just wish things could happen a little bit quicker than they are.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Tim, if fans want to come out and maybe get an autograph or get a chance to see you over All-Star Weekend, when are you going to be where you're going to be?
You know what? That's a good question, actually. I had my itinerary in front of me, and I don't now. But I know that we're going to be at the I know that we're going to be in the village there doing some things. I know around, you know, the few days that we're going to be there, man, they're going to have a lot of moving parts going on. And I know the fan fest festivities for the All-Star, any All-Star week is awesome. And I know that the city of Atlanta and this organization is going to, you know, they have a lot of really cool things planned for all the fans that are coming from all over the place. I mean, there's, you know, I saw a stat where there's going to be like something like 200 countries represented with fans coming in and around Atlanta. So that's really exciting. I know, you know, what better chance and place to be able to see the best talent in the world come out and play a game that everybody loves. And, you know, I'm excited to come out and rub shoulders with the fans and sign autographs and see how many actually remember some of us old guys that are going out there. And, you know, a lot of times they'll see me and be like, who is this bat boy that's walking around here with a Braves shirt? You know? But it's going to be a lot of fun, man, and my family and my kids are going to be with me. So they're really looking forward to it more than anything. They're going to be excited to be there and have some fun.
That's awesome. Well, we can't wait to see you. Thanks so much for the time today.
Appreciate you.
You bet, guys. Good being with y'all.